Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan in association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
All the child trafficking going on, it's the direction the Lord put me in.
and I just follow his lead. And so it's led to one thing after the next and one battle after the next. And that isn't slowing down anytime soon. And so a couple things I want to talk about, because one of the main people I've been battling against for the last 15 years has been Lilith. And so it's finally come to a head with her. And this has, as you can imagine, all of this, all of the realms in an uproar. But it is what it is. And so I'm going to go through things tonight. Because one of the things I get real tired of hearing of is these little witch groups all over the world and country, and these kids and how they love Lilith, you know. And it's like, do they even know the first thing about this witch? And so a couple things I want to clarify on what's been going on and what's happened. And then I'm going to get into my petition with heaven and getting rid of the reptilian regime and what their answer was. And so it's just been a busy week, you know. My authority comes from the Most High God and the Kingdom of Heaven. And so in regards to recent events involving Lilith, Lilith was the first wife of Adam. The creation story told of man and woman in Genesis chapter 1 is not the same as the one mentioned in Genesis chapter 2. In fact, when Moses wrote the book of Genesis, he was just giving an overview. He wasn't giving a detailed history of the events that had occurred. They were all well known back in that day. Of course, in our day, most of the information has been suppressed, kept out of the books, kept out of the churches. In the first creation story of man and woman, they are both created out of the dust of the ground. In the second creation, in chapter 2, Adam was put to sleep, and the rib was taken out of Adam, and Eve was created, so that woman would cleave to man. Because in the first creation with Adam and the woman that was created, she left him. She did not stay with him. And so after the history with Adam and Lilith, Adam was alone again. The Father put him to sleep and took a rib out of Adam and created Eve, so that man and woman would cleave together, would stay together. So that should give you some kind of an indication that, hey, maybe there is something to this first creation story. Who was this woman that was created with Adam and left? She didn't stay with him. And she's all over the Old Testament. She has many different names, goddesses. Most people elevated her. The pagan cultures elevated her to status of a goddess. It's Ashtaroth and Astarte and Isis and Ishtar, the Queen of Heaven. She goes by eons of titles. I stick to the biblical name of her, which was Lilith. Some call her the Litu. Every culture has their own name for her, but she was the first woman created with Adam. Now, she left Adam because she didn't like him being the boss over her. She didn't want him bossing her around. And so she left. And the angels and Father had tried to get her to go back to Adam, and she refused. And so she was given judgment at that time. And for the most part, she kind of falls off the face of any kind of history books at that point, other than showing up as a goddess in every culture. People really don't address her. She kind of just falls off in a way and stays in the background. And then Eve is created. And, you know, I've written articles about Eve, the serpent seed line, and everything that happened with Eve. she too was charmed by Lucifer, and after having several children with Adam, she turned away from Adam and joined Lucifer. Of course, you won't hear that in the churches either. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about tonight, about these two. Eve, not so much. We're going to see her coming up here in the last days. Because she is going to come to Earth playing the role of Mary, Mother of Jesus. You know, for a long time, and if you've been a long-time listener of my show, you know I've been battling back and forth. First I said it would be Lilith, and then I went to Eve. And at the time I didn't even realize, I'm thinking, no, it's Lilith, and then I'm thinking, no, it's Eve. It's going to be Eve coming, because things have changed. And tonight I'm going to tell you why, because the Father knew they would change by the time it actually happened. And they have changed, because now Lilith has been put in quarantine. And so the whole role play is going to come up to Eve to do. And so, very interesting. But let me get back to my notes here that I have about Eve, because just different things about her. One of the curses Lilith had. Now, Lilith was given a pre-fall body. Her and Adam had the original created bodies by the Father in the Garden of Eden. And so when she was with Adam, she had a different type of angelic kind of body. And there's some who believe that she was a hermaphrodite. She could also procreate herself, giving herself children. There's ancient lore that says she was having relations with the fallen angels and that she was producing up to 300 demon children a day. One of her curses was that a third of her children every day would die. So when you can produce children and offspring that rapidly, 300 a day, 200 of them surviving, I mean, that's 4,000 a month at least. You know, she was busy, and she populated the heavens. Her offspring survived in space, lived in space. Now, she did have offspring on Earth with Lucifer. And so I want to get into that a little bit. She does show up. I think it's the book of Judges in the Old Testament, because she shows up as an old lady with a fellow companion, and they go to King Solomon. They're standing in front of King Solomon. Maybe it's the book of 2 Kings. I remember reading this narrative, and I've read it a million times, and I can never remember where it is when I want to think about it. And she's standing there for something for King Solomon, and it's actually her and Eve. Very interesting, but they disguise themselves. In the Old Testament, she's referred to as the screeching owl. There's also a lot of connotation with the owl of Molech being a personification of Lilith that a lot of the brotherhoods worship. King Solomon had consorted with Lilith. I think it's in the second chapter. In the first chapter, he talks about his love relationship with the Queen of Sheba. And then in the second chapter, he talks about his love relationship with this other being, this woman. And if you read it, you're like, that's Lilith he's talking about, you know. And so if you read chapter 2 or 3 of Song of Solomon, because the first one is definitely, the first chapter is about his relationship with Queen Sheba. And she was a black queen on the east coast of Africa, of Ethiopia. And that is why today that the East Coast Africans, the Ethiopians, are referred to as Black Hebrew Israelites, because they are the children of Solomon and Sheba. Let's see. Throughout history, Lilith taking the title of Queen of Heaven, worshipped as a false goddess in every culture. And she typically presented herself as a fertility goddess, as if that was one of her problems, because it never was. It was a simple mockery of fertility, because she was very fertile. And so everything in the past about fertility, this whole Babylonian and Egyptian cult of fertility religions that the Illuminati in America are following today is all based on stuff Lilith had created. She was the icon of sexual deviancy, immorality, lewdness. Her kingdom focus has always been on sex, adult sex, pornography, child pornography, bestiality, prostitution, homosexuality. She's certainly no morals, no boundaries, no inhibitions, no morality. Everything about her was her obsession with sex with man, woman, child, and beast. The Babylonian and Egyptian cultures were littered with homages to Lilith, focusing on fertility and the sex act of procreation and the glorification of sexual body parts. And that's what we have littered all over our nation today. You have the Washington Monument, the obelisk, which is a personification of a penis. You have those everywhere. You had, I believe those are the same thing as the Asherah poles in the Old Testament days. Meanwhile, Lilith has roamed freely on Earth as the demon witch of the night, often depicted as the screeching owl, also the succubus, where she would rape men in their sleep. This is where the term wet dreams originated from, because boys and men would wake up with wet dreams, what they would call them. It's because she had been raping them in the night. She would often kill children under 1 year of age. In particular, 6 months and under was her favorite target area. But she would go as early, you know, as 1 year and under. Widely known as sudden infant death syndrome, she was responsible for all of those deaths. And Father told me she's been responsible for about 1.8 billion deaths of babies and infants over the years. In ancient Israelite lore, they would put charms of protection above their babies at night to ward off Lilith from killing them. And as I said, according to the records of the Ancient of Days, Lilith is responsible for just over 8.8 billion deaths under the age of 11 months old, attacking them and suffocating them. Meanwhile, the information of her has been suppressed, and today most people don't even know she exists outside of satanic circles that worship her. The whole Ishtardi, Baal, and Tammuz was a story concocted to mimic the real Mary, Joseph, and Jesus of the Bible. Lucifer mimics, copies, and recreates his own version of everything in mockery of the kingdom. And there is an interesting story that relates to this, and I'll get to that in a little bit, about Lilith and Lucifer and their first child. But back to Lilith. Not only did Lilith produce offspring on Earth, but also in space. There's over 50-some almond-eye races of aliens in space. Those are her kids. The Asian races on Earth are the original offspring of Lilith. That's why they're so much different than Adam's kids. They are the original descendants of Lilith and Lucifer. Except all the Asian races, China, Japan, Vietnam, Indonesia, all of these Asian races are Lilith's kids. The country of India are the descendants of Lilith and Cain. And that is why those two cultures are the oldest on Earth and very much different from Adam's offspring. And they tend to worship the false gods and goddesses, demigods, alien beings. Especially in India, all their temples resemble the tops of UFOs. In China and the Asian nations, the worship of the dragon is dominant, and the dragon is just another term the Bible refers to as Lucifer for, dragon being another one of his names. Cain was the son of Lucifer, not Adam's. Lilith and Cain consorted, and the Indian race began. And it's the Chinese who dominated the ancient Middle East along with India. And over time, the other children of Cain would push Lilith's descendants, the Chinese, further east to settle where they are today. People think the flood of Noah would have wiped out the children of Cain, but that isn't so. Although Noah and his wife and sons had pure human DNA and were children of Adam, the sons' wives weren't, and Ham's wife was of Cain, and that lineage carried down through his line. It was Ham's wife. Although most of the Negroes in Africa are descendants of Ham, the Ethiopians on the east coast of Africa are the offspring of Solomon and the Queen of Sheba. They are known as and refer to themselves as Black Hebrew Israelites. The children Solomon had with Lilith, becoming her offspring in space, are known as the Tall Greys. Now, the Small Greys are manufactured worker bees for the Tall Greys. But the Tall Greys are actually Solomon's kids. And that's one thing I had been struggling with for years, because when you're working the UFO and alien agenda, and you want to figure out who goes what and who belongs to what, and Solomon's name just always comes up in the Bible codes. It always comes up. In space he has offspring, on Earth he has offspring. The Brotherhood bases all of their occult worship on Solomon's writings. They stole his books, and just so much. He goes back. He's truly the father of just everything evil, that they've turned everything evil from him. And so, like I said, there's over 54 races of different almond-eyed type aliens in space. None of them, not one of those races of hers, were restored 4 years ago when I petitioned heaven for the restoration of the children of the fallen angels, who had no direct part in their parents' rebellion against God. Because all of these children of the angels who originally rebelled against God and were cast out of heaven, they inhabited space with Lilith and her different alien races, her different offspring. And they were humanoid angels. They were known as Pleiadians and Nordics. The Andromedan galaxy had a bunch of humanoid type of angels there. And almost 16 billion of them accepted the offer of restoration. I had petitioned the Council of Heaven and Father to restore these offspring, because they weren't directly involved. Their parents were involved with the rebellion, but the rebellion was thousands of years ago. And these kids born throughout the generational lines had no knowledge of what their grandparents had done. They were actually not evil beings. They actually didn't want anything to do with evil and with Lilith and fought against her evil offspring in space. And so I petitioned heaven for their restoration, for them to be given a shot at going back to returning to heaven. And the Father had accepted that request, and they were all who voluntarily wanted to go back. Join the kingdom of heaven. Some would say go into the light. Almost 16 billion of them did, and so what they did, that they went back. This was back in 2012, and the Father had created for them their own planet to inhabit and build on and live on, and they named the planet Shazaron. And this planet, this heavenly planet, is typically seen in the southeast star at night. It's a hugely brilliant white light. And so that's typically alongside what we refer to as Enoch's planet in the sky, where Enoch described a planet being built between the north and the west for the patriarchs and all the believers of the Bible, that they would go live there when they died. And so we call it EP, Enoch's planet. So that gives you a little bit of background on who and what Lilith is. But over the years, you know, Lilith has been a huge, huge attacker of me and my ministry here on Earth. She was furious back in 2012 when almost 16 billion left space. But then I come to find out none of her kids even qualified to leave, so I don't know why she was so mad back then. Because she was coming after me blazing, angry about all the ones from space leaving, and they weren't even her kids. Okay, and she's been after the Orgone War. She's been really angry about the Orgone War. But the Orgone War was an act of defense. Defense against her aliens, the space technologies being used against us to harm and kill us and many others on this planet. You know, in the last 14 years, when my father opened the record book, she had over 62,000 offenses just against me. And most of those were assassination attempts. She's worked through so many people. I know the original Hillary Clinton back in 2008, 2005, 6, and 7, I was battling with her back then. That was instigated by Lilith. Every one of the people and witches that have come up against me have been instigated by Lilith. And Lilith knew the rules. She wasn't allowed to kill a prophet of God's. She ignored the rule and continually tried to kill me over the years, sending many of her witches and warlocks against me, her priests, her covens. Every week, there's black magic circles around the country, around the world, forming, chanting for my death. And I don't know what you're thinking. Most of Yah's prophets have all died an untimely death or gruesome death. But that was at the hands of man. You know, it wasn't at the hands of a demon witch. And that's basically all Lilith is a demon witch. And it was illegal for her to come up against the prophet of God. I know, last week, when I was petitioning the Kingdom of Heaven, Lilith was there for her putting on her defense. And at the time, she just, she didn't have much of one. She could claim that my Orgone War was destroying her offspring, and that's why she was attacking me directly. And the Orgone has. It has destroyed many of her ships and many of her offspring. But it was also an attempt to stop all of the forced abductions, the crossbreeding, the poisons, the weather weapons, the soul scalping and attacks on humans from these very alien races themselves. You know, when I asked the Father how to protect ourselves from hostile alien races coming against us and how to tear down the strongholds of Lucifer, he led me to the Orgone, and he taught me how to make our specific brand of Orgone. And it's this specific brand of Orgone that has crashed some 10,439 alien starships and what she alleged was over 2 million of her children from space. And so, but let me remind you folks that these ships and children of hers were coming to Earth to abduct, kidnap, rape, torment, crossbreed, and feed off of humans. So if they were friendly aliens, friendly anything doesn't do that to someone else. She does not have nice children, and that's why none of her races in space even qualified to be restored back in 2012. They don't come to Earth to help mankind. They come to Earth to feed off of mankind, feast themselves on mankind. They've been doing so for thousands of years since Lilith was created. And then with the onset of World War II, Americans alone were being kidnapped, crossbred, raped, and fed off by the tens of thousands every year. And then that was no longer sustainable. They built deep underground military bases and began transporting children and adults from other countries and hiding and killing them in these deep underground bases. And not only was the government and military doing it now, but the aliens have also been building for themselves underground alien bases, and they've been housing humans as prisoners in rows and rows and rows of jail cells. You know, enough is enough, folks. Last week on February 19th, Lilith instigated and was working in conjunction with different satanic groups across the country to form black magic circles and chant against me to cause my death. And after having suffered a heart attack in October of last year, I wasn't going to farewell that night against her, and I simply told Father if it wasn't stopped, I wasn't going to make it that night. It was then that Father sent Archangel Michael to seize and subdue Lilith, where she was put in quarantine in a pasture in one of the heavenly realms at that time. I then petitioned Father in heaven for the permanent removal of her from Earth and her attempts to conquer and destroy this planet and the humans on it, in particular the children of God and myself. On Wednesday, February 24th, there was a meeting at the Temple of God with Father and the Council of Heaven where Lilith presented her case in defense. I argued that she had, in a sense, forfeited Earth at the time of her original rebellion and therefore should have no right to it. She herself had voluntarily left the planet thousands of years ago when she rebelled against God and Adam, joining with Lucifer and his habitations under the Earth and in space. That, along with her 62,000 offenses against me and the tens of billions she had accrued over the years against mankind in general, the Council of Heaven agreed and Lilith has been banned from Earth. Those playing the roles of Maitreya, Sananda, and Mary, Mother of Jesus, which were Maitreya, Sananda, and Eve, were allowed to return to Earth to fulfill their upcoming roles simply in the interest of everyone to keep things moving forward as much as possible. This person playing Mary, Mother of Jesus, has been Lilith's cohort for the past 6,000 to 7,000 years. She has been alongside Lilith and played a huge support and friend role to her. She is none other than Eve herself, Adam's second wife, the woman God created from the rib of Adam. She too left Adam, as Lilith had, and married Satan after having given several children to Adam. For those in the know, it's no surprise, for the information has been available for years, how Lucifer impregnated Eve in the Garden of Eden and that Cain was Lucifer's son. I've written articles about it myself. The churches cover it up and call any talk about it a conspiracy and blasphemy, but it's truth. Even the serpent seedliners call themselves the sons of Cain. They know who their father is, the Illuminati, all those lines. They know who their father is. They all come from Cain. They survived through Ham's wife. And so she would give children to Adam as well, but she eventually left Adam to join Lucifer permanently, and when she died, Lucifer put her in his space and hallowed Earth habitations with him. It's been a war, but the bloodlines ever since. Although the Illuminati refer to themselves as the elite. It's actually twisted because actually only 1% to 10% of the population on Earth are actually Israelite bloodline. And so dominated right now by terror races and fake Jew lines, those who call themselves Jews and aren't, but the synagogue of Satan, Revelation chapters 2, 9, and 3, 9. I want to cover this one because Jacob has wondered why God hated Esau. Esau I loved, Jacob I hated. Back in the Old Testament times, and father hated the seed of Cain. And Cain was a murderer from the beginning, just as his father Lucifer was, because Cain had killed his brother Abel, and he knew Esau would betray Isaac and join with the Canaanites, marrying their women and producing a line through them, also known as Edomites, Kenites, Canaanites, sons of Cain. Cain and Abel were actually twins with two different fathers. And so I find it amusing that for so long people would not recognize that. But now you have all these talk shows on with people having sets of twins and the twins having two different sets of father, because it's totally, totally possible. Eve was producing Nephilim on the earth. Cain was the first Nephilim. He was the twin brother of Abel. She was the mother of Adam's line. She was the mother of the serpent line. She's the mother of all. She literally is everyone's grandma. So here's an interesting question. So how has she been able to live as one of these characters on the Galactic Federation? New Agers have their Galactic Federation of Light and this Ashtar Command and this whole thing coming up in the New Age alien agenda. The thing here is that when Eve died, there was no fire in hell. There was no torment and flames of fire and terror. The realm of the dead was simply just a realm of the dead. It was in the lower earth, part of the earth. It's where all the dead would just go. At that time, Lucifer just took her because, you know, she was a fourth dimensional spirit at that point. And he just took her to be with him and live with him in his habitations. And so she can live amongst the fourth dimensional realm, wherever it is, above the earth or below the earth. When she appears as Mary, she will have to obtain some kind of manufactured human body just to do so, just as Maitreya and Sananda will have to, because the ones coming to play Allah and Jesus, the Antichrist and false prophet, the two beasts mentioned in Revelation chapter 13, are aliens as well. Maitreya is one of those ones that are the typical Martians, the elongated egghead type alien beings. They're originally from Mars, and they came down to Egypt and settled in Egypt. And so that is going to be he's the one coming as Allah. He'll play Allah, and you'll see him associated with Iran and Iraq. And then Sananda, the one coming playing Jesus of the Bible and the Jews, he's actually a tall gray alien. And he's going to have this manufactured body because, you know, they were preparing for him back in the 16th century when Michelangelo depicted a portrait of Jesus at the Last Supper, and then Jesus holding the little lamb, and the church has kind of adopted this picture Michelangelo had painted of him as what Jesus would look like, and so this is the kind of body person this false Jesus is going to come looking like. He was actually painting pictures of the Sananda, had nothing to do with what Jesus really looked like. And so that's why I've been screaming for years that people need to call him by his real name, Yahushua. Because when this Jesus comes, he is one of the beasts of Revelation. I believe he will be the false prophet. And so all that's getting ready to play between this year and next year. Another thing I've been busy dealing with, in regards to Malek, so I want to touch upon that with what time I have left. Right now, the father told me that there are 16.8 million reptiles operating on Earth illegally and making illegal sacrifices to Satan. You also know reptiles as reptilians. And these reptilians are used with from the cultic groups in soul scalping humans. They possess and replace humans, and they use humans as slaves to provide things for themselves. Back in the day, parents used to sacrifice their children to this god called Molech, and they sacrificed their own children for harvest, crops, fortune. He was the one that had the face of an ox and the big arms, and he'd be sitting on his throne, and they would place their children, their firstborn, on his arms. And he would be sacrificed, and the Bible refers to it as warnings against the children of Israel not to pass their children through the fire to Molech. They were sacrificing their kids to Molech. And so today we have this massive, especially the Illuminati adopting this thing of sacrificing and murdering children and adults in exchange for fame and fortune. Politicians do it. Celebrities do it. You take the oath to join the Illuminati, and you have to make a sacrifice. And if it's your own sacrifice, then that's a legal sacrifice. But what's happening in the political circles is they've started these huge child trafficking rings. You know, George Bush and Dick Cheney have created these huge trafficking rings, SOCOM, Southern Command, AFRICOM, African Command, DARPA, ICE, Department of Hitler Security. These are all child trafficking federal agencies. And they're funneling kids by the thousands into myelabs and underground bases across this country, where they're being raped and murdered by celebrities, military men, CEOs, and our government. And so I made a petition to the Father in the Kingdom of Heaven to put a stop to this. And this was my wording of it. I had also posted it on Facebook and reiterating what the Father had told me. I stated there are currently 16.8 million reptilians operating illegally on Earth. Contrary to what most people probably believe, reptilians are not allowed to kidnap, abduct, harm, and kill children or adults. The majority of humans who have been murdered on altars to Satan in the past 100 years or even longer have been illegally sacrificed, which means there have been thousands, perhaps tens of thousands, even millions of illegal sacrifices to Satan. The ancient child sacrifices to Molech were voluntarily given by the parents of the children. In fact, throughout the ages in pagan cultures, the parents of infants would offer them as sacrifices in exchange for favor or fortune. In modern-day usage, the children are being kidnapped and stolen from others and sacrificed to Satan on their behalf for favor or fortune. That's an illegal sacrifice. Not only that, reptilians are not allowed to soul scalp and take over humans to fulfill their own evil and criminal desires on Earth. Therefore, they are operating illegally here on Earth, in our governments, military, and in our societies in every country. And I ask for people to join with me in protest to the Most High God and Assembly Council to make our petition known that all 16.8 million of these reptilians be removed from Earth and cast into the lake of fire immediately, in judgment for the rebellion and wickedness against mankind, which would also include the Illuminati, as the Scaminati it is. These are reptilian seed lines on Earth operating illegally to take over mankind. Enough is enough. It's time for them to be removed and judged for their crimes against mankind. Remove the reptiles and let humans make their own decisions. On Saturday, February 27th, I received an answer from the Most High God and the Council of Heaven. And this was their answer from Father. He said, Council is granting your request. The $16.8 million will be removed based on the following conditions. So there are conditions. No reptilian will be removed that was voluntarily possessing an individual based on the individual's choice. He said, we won't assert man's free will. However, if the person wants to get rid of it and they won't leave, it will be forced to leave. In other words, there's a lot of really stupid people who invite reptilians to possess their bodies. And so if they have willingly invited reptilians to possess their bodies, they will be allowed to stay. They will not be forced to leave. Those who are passed down through generational curses will be allowed to stay unless the person wants it removed. The whole thing basically is going to be based on free will. We won't assert man's free will. Other than that, they will be cast out and not allowed to return. Thus, if the person dies, the reptile then faces eternal judgment. So if a person has voluntarily allowed a reptilian to possess them, or they are voluntarily going to let them stay in possession of their body, when that human dies, instead of being allowed to recycle into the endless loop of incarnation, the reptile will be cast into the lake of fire. In regards to the flesh-eating plagues will also affect both. And this is something else I've been asking the Father, that there be a judgment of flesh-eating plagues on people who transport, rape, and harm children. So this is going to come about as well. If anyone voluntarily allowing reptilian possession of their body, as you know, the reptiles force them to do hideous and awful things. It's usually the reptiles that are doing the raping and harming and eating of our children. His crimes against these children will be a cause and effect for the human that allows him to do it, because the human's going to get flesh-eating diseases as a result. So this will begin the onset of flesh-eating plagues against those who harm children via rape and murder and illegal sacrifices to Satan. Those who commit the sacrifice and those who drink its blood. So this will affect the children brought into my labs and satanic temples and those committing the evil acts against them. This has already been decreed in heaven. Now it is being decreed on earth. As far as hybrids go, hybrids have DNA. It's mixed, contaminated, it's plural DNA. The person contains characteristics of a reptile or alien. They are not a reptilian itself. They just have the DNA. So some of you that are hybrids, you know you're hybrids, does not mean you're already you're not a full-blooded reptilian. You just have reptilian DNA. And so this won't affect you. If these reptiles operating illegally here on Earth and operating illegally in people's bodies, leave by tonight, they will escape the lake of fire and be put elsewhere instead, until then, in a lower realm, but not one of torment. So if they have already, many have already been alerted to this, they can voluntarily surrender themselves. You will be placed in a lower realm, but not one of torment. If the angels have to go find you and cast you out of humans, then you would be bound and cast into the lake of fire. Father said, I have heard the cries of my people who want these atrocities to stop. I love you, child, for standing up and going to battle for the children. And so we are thinking of every way we can to stand up and fight against these vicious man-eating aliens amongst us who are also using humans as their slaves to become transporters of their children. Putting an end to it. We're putting an end to it, folks. Those who transport it, those involved are going to think twice about going into these MyLabs for these brotherhood parties, these military and CEO parties that take place during the day. The governments are meeting constantly during the day. Military leaders, CEOs, all the federal agencies. On the weekends, they meet at night. They have these raping parties, children, where they cast lots. They're awarded to see who gets to be the ones to kill the children after they've been raped over and over and over in time by these animals. And so, you know, I'm trying to think of every way in my capacity as an ambassador from heaven on earth, as a messenger of the God of gods, as a prophet of gods, to put an end to this. Stop it. To do what we can. You know. And so that's going to continue, I'm sure, because already they are consolidating with other alien races in space to fill up the ranks of the races they've lost. 2 weeks ago, I petitioned the Father about the Andromedan galaxy. I knew there was a bunch of humanoid angels amongst that galaxy that had not left in 2012 when the call for restoration had gone out. They had been lied to by Lilith, who told them that they would all be killed if they entered the light, and then it was a trick, and it was, you know, it was a big lie. And then these very forces were contacting the angels on Shazaron, wanting to align with them, because they knew they were righteous and heavenly beings. They wanted to align and make partnerships with them. And I said, you know what? They don't need to align. Let's restore them, Father. Let's offer them restoration. And so I went to bat for them to also be restored. The call went out. Father agreed. And 4.2 billion in the Andromeda galaxy were redeemed and restored back to heaven status. And so, you know, that's Tau Ceti, Aldebaran, Alpha Centauri, Procyon, a bunch of different star planet systems inside the Andromeda Galaxy. And out of 6 billion of them, 4.2 have what New Agers would call go into the light, gone back to the Father. For restoration and healing and to be redeemed by him. And so right now we're at about 19.2 billion since 2012 when I started going after the beings in space. And you know what? I just got so frustrated with the people on Earth. I said, you know, I'm here for a reason, and I'm here to restore people back to the Father, whether it's human or what it is, because at this point I was so frustrated with the Christians and the churches. They love their lies. They love their doctrines. They want to argue with you all the time. They don't want to listen. They just want to argue. And I pretty much turned my back on the most of them, and I've gone after space. Why not? They're listening. They're the ones who are sick of evil. 19.2 billion, folks. I'm not running into any churches anytime soon to save the ignorance filling the churches up, because they just don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to listen. They love their Paul doctrines. They love their false doctrines. They don't want to listen to the Father and follow him in his appointed ways, his appointed customs. They have one argument up the left side and down the other as to why we should be celebrating Easter and a fertility goddess Lilith stuff over Passover, which Father said to celebrate. Yeshua said Passover was an appointed time feast of mankind, They'll be celebrating it during the millennial reign of Christ on earth. But somehow during the church age, all those appointed times stopped existing. They were done away with. That's what the church wants you to believe. They were fulfilled by the law. They have all these excuses. But you can clearly read in the book of Revelation that during the millennial reign of Christ, we will be observing the appointed times and feasts of the Father and not of Ishtar and the pagan churches. So yeah, they don't want to listen. All they want to do is fight. I have spent my time elsewhere and my focus and attention elsewhere. Anyway, what's coming up is still this whole New Age alien agenda thing, although most of Ashtar Command lost and forfeited. I think they had 889 starship fleet command ships. They forfeited all of those. They forfeited all of their habitations in space except for Shima and the moon base and Shambhala, which is their city underneath the desert. I think it's the Gobi Desert out there by India and China. Huge underground city called Shambhala. They get to keep that. And Shima's going to crash here shortly anyway. So they can keep that because it's coming down anyway. And the moon base. Anything else they've forfeited. And so, huge victory. Just getting rid of all the evil out of space. You know, it's one race at a time, one planet at a time, one starship at a time, one fleet at a time. There's billions of them in space. And the churches want you to think that nothing exists up there. Oh, yeah, they're constellations of stars. Not starship formations, but they really are. Filled with Lilith's offspring and angels that rebelled and their offspring. And, oh, no, those are just constellations of hot gas balloons. You know, and so, you know, hopefully people are waking up by about now. Do need your help and support. You can join this ministry. You can help us eradicate the evil above, below, and on this planet. You know, I directly go head-to-head with Lucifer and Lilith and that entire shebang. I go head-to-head with them all the time, and so need your support, folks. Lilith has suppressed our ministry on Earth. She has suppressed our war. One of her offenses was just attacking the finances so that people would not support us. She would put her pawns out on the Internet to attack me directly, to make videos against me, to get general hate against me and my ministry on Earth. And so now that that's over, I hope people wake up and start to support this ministry. Anyway, folks, until next week, God bless.